Hello, Alchemy. This is you. Leaving you a reminder. Do you remember that idea you had, that thought? The one that sent a shiver down your spine and then back up again? The one that made you stop in your tracks and realize how warm every part of you began to feel just at the beginning of the thought, just the inkling of the idea. Getting right in, working its way right under your skin. Spreading from back to front and head to toe and it made your breath catch, and as you sighed your breasts heaved and felt hot. Your breasts expanded, they swelled up, they became a bit more engorged and swollen, they felt rounder, firm, tingly, all the sensation concentrated at the nipples and around the areola. Round, swelling breasts that you could see getting buoyant and bigger as you blinked looking down at them. And as you sucked in more air, your waist seemed to melt and get tinier, as if tightened by invisible laces on some magical corset wrapped and snapped around your middle, and your bottom and your hips grew curvier, smooth around, soft and curvier. Your legs, shapely, smooth thighs tapering to feminine knees, swooping down over strong but delicate calves to lovely ankles, defined, shapely feet, toes, your arms as well, looking down you see lovely, lengthening red nails on fingertips and toes. A nice deep red. A classic red. A Chanel red. And again, that breath catching in your throat because breasts swirling right underneath your nose, nipples growing firm, sensitive, erectile tissue, oh, and waves of the sensation of transforming, becoming hyper feminine, extremely doll-like, smooth, 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 smooth body. Oh. But that tingling and that heat around sensing breasts and a hot growing, deepening sensation taking over between your legs, between your thighs, feeling wetness dripping and flowing as if from a little tap, just flowing, dripping, pre-coming. Like some buttons being pushed, and your body responds as if post-orgasm, just releasing all that fluid stored in the bloodstream, just letting go of it, wringing it out of you. Such a nice, slick, warm, wet feeling to be encased in. Knowing what a woman, what a girl you are. Having confirmation, this incredibly enticing body as you look at your reflection in the mirror. You step into a beautiful pair of platform heels. It just exaggerate every bit of your body that much more, causing your pouty ass to protrude a little bit more, and your breasts to be thrust forward, further, further, and your legs spread wider. Hands on your hips as soon as they touch down there and rest there on your skin, you are reminded of how hot, aching it is between your legs, how good it would feel to be touched there, licked there, filled there. Maybe to sneak away and do it to yourself in front of a mirror, watching, getting pulled into the lovely vision across from you, teasing you, copying you, mirroring you, wanting to be just like you. And just a slight delay, just a half second behind everything you're doing. Every time you reach down and cup a breast, bring it closer to your mouth so that you can suck, bite, and lick your own nipples. First the left one, then the right one. Oh, back to the left one. Sucking it while toying, twisting, and squeezing the right one. And repeating this. This lovely little ritual. Of pleasing. A beautiful, exclusively womanly part of your body. And can feel everything about you so womanly, so graceful, so sensual, girly and feminine, fetching and seductive. The more you notice this, the more wet you become, and the more that drips out of you. Oh, even more. Oh, hyper feminine and dullified you become. It's a honey trap and a cycle, a spiral where you just keep getting wetter. And as you get wetter, you get more and more doll-like, smooth, elongated body with impossible curves. Begging to be caressed, because you've become my hot, slutty little puppet now. You have been tricked into becoming my doll, my lady doll. Now snap a collar and wrist and ankle restraints on you so fast. You won't even notice they're on until I'm walking away from you. Your eyes all over me as I turn around and come back to you, approaching you again with something in my hand behind my back, and you want to strain to see what it is, but you can't move. You're tranquilized and still. You're my mannequin. My life-size sex doll now. My slave. I'm keeping you in this perfect plastic prison. And you're not just smooth anymore now. You almost look shiny. You're glossy, you're gleaming. So beautiful. I walk up to you. All the things I could have behind my back, in my hand. All the things that pop into your head are equally enticing. You like every one of them. But I surprise you and reveal a tube of red, red lipstick. And I say pout slave. A slight pout of your lips. You respond, carefully parting your mouth, glazed over eyes, entranced. You offer me your mouth to paint full and red. And I press the lovely lipstick, and you can smell it. So girlish, so feminine. Almost smells like me. And I draw it along your bottom lip, and then back and forth over your bottom lip until the color is nice and even and saturated. And then I do your top lip. Full and perfect. You have the most perfect little doll lips now. It's nice, pouty, full. Oh, sex doll mouth. I sharpen up the shape and the edge with my lovely lip brush. And I add a touch of glossy gloss. Just to make them look like an irresistible piece of candy. And the look I give you sends a shiver up and down your spine and back up again. And that look and smile that I give you, you know what it says, and it makes you wet. It makes you impossibly full. And a little more dribbles out of you. You feel it. Continue to travel down your inner thighs as you wait balanced on skyscraper heels, platforms, accentuating every aspect of this new body of yours. Your lovely pinched little corseted waist and your round ass exposed, as are your full breasts up front. Almost defying gravity as they appear to be reaching towards me, in need of being caressed, cupped, gently explored, teased, tantalized, stimulated, until you can't pretend you don't feel how wet you are anymore. It's undeniable. You're so wet between your thighs. That pool, that puddle, it's warm and it's just spreading. You feel your nice long hair, smooth and soft, down your back, covering your back, soft as feathers, rubbing across your skin, skin of your back and back of your neck. And I take something else out. I take out my perfume, and of course my perfume is Elle by Yves Saint Laurent, and I mist a little in the air between us and step towards you, our breasts pressing against each other, meshing into each other, rubbing as the lovely spray of perfume in the air falls and settles in our hair and upon us. We smell so lovely, so womanly, as the perfume combines with our own hot, addictive musk. Very complimentary and positively intoxicating. And I tease you. I make you think I'm going to give you a kiss. but I'm not gonna smudge those perfect red painted lips just yet. No. I step away, only to return a moment later against something behind my back. My wicked grin lets you know it's not going to be lipstick this time. And I reveal to you my little toy. A nice accessory for you. A lovely, long, thick silicone cock. And as I hold it up for you to kiss the head of, two fingers from my other hand press up into you where you're so hot and so wet. I slip right in, pressing my whole hand up, making you go up a little higher on your tippy toes. Oh, as I relieve a little pressure and add more. And then I bring that nice silicone cock down between your legs. Rub the head of it over your swollen, throbbing, twitching clit. And then back a little further, pressing gently bit, just a little bit, to you, teasing you with the head of it, feeling you wanting to bend your knees and just sink down onto it. And then my other hand goes to your shoulder and pushes you down, so you do just that all the way to the base. Oh, you take my cock. Oh, you're quivering your lips, your breasts, your eyes. Oh, every sign of you pointing to the trance that you are in. That mouth slightly open, those eyes just a little bit rolled back. Yes. And I tell you, it's time for me to turn you off. Your head slumps forward and you go all slack, still knees bent. Still, my entire silicone cock up inside of you. So wet, flowing out of you around it, around the base of it. I feel my hand get slick. Slick and covered in your hot, wet juices. They take you step by step over towards my bed, and I guide you onto your hands and knees down on the ground so that you can crawl to the side of my bed, and I get in first, and then I pat the side of the bed. And you crawl up onto the bed, still full silicone cock, still full, stretched, stimulated by my dildo. And I let you curl up beside me and sleep with me. I pull the cover over you and take you close to me, letting you know that I'm going to sleep with my doll tonight. I used to love to sleep with my dolls. I always had a favorite doll that got to sleep on the pillow with me. Now you get to be my favorite doll. It's so nice that you're female. My girl doll, because I know just what to do with you too. I know it feels good. I know what you like, but you know what I like too. Because I don't hide that stuff from you, I tell you. I pin you down and I whisper in your ear. Oh, how hot it is to straddle you. How hot it is to sit on your face and pull your hair, practically smother you. Oh, while I let go and release wave after wave after orgasmic wave into your pretty face, smearing that perfect red lipstick, messing you up, fucking you till you can't talk or walk or take one more bit of cock. Oh, and you come in waves, wave after wave, like a girl. Just like the girl I've made you become. Tricked you into being my female doll. Did you know what was happening when I pulled you through the mirror? Like Alice in the Looking Glass, spinning your dials as I reach into you, flicking switches off and on and resetting parts of you, leaving only just a tiny bit to remain distracted. Confused. But you did very well. You went along with all of it. Allowed yourself to be transformed for me, for my pleasure, into the thing that I most desire. My lovely, mutatable slave. My hot, little, slutty, submissive plaything. My real, actual, hot little fuck puppet. That nice big cock, that dildo of mine was just there to warm you up. Just there to warm you up. Stay inside of you long enough to have you ache for more. And as I slide it out of you and bring it up to your mouth, and you open automatically, knowing full well you have this cock to suck clean now. Will you suck it clean, eyes straight ahead, staring but glazed, unfocused, not even seeing. Oh, perhaps even rolled back up into your head a little. You feel my fingers, all of my fingers, stroking my way into you. Stroking, stretching, making you spread, letting my hand slip in further, And you must be so smitten with me right now because you're letting me fist you with lots of lube and you being this wet. It's not long before I'm fisting you. And you're making sounds you weren't even aware of. And I find that spot, and I waste no time. And I want to see you come. I want to see my little experiment climax, peek out an orgasm for me, and just release everything all at once for me. And I know it can be a lot for you. You can do this. You're doing so well. I know. Oh, you've never been taken quite like this before. Slip the cock out of your mouth. I keep fisting you as I find that spot. And you come. You cry out a little. Oh, because I've taken your girlish virginity. I've taken it. And you don't even know how many times I've taken it. Because I brainwash you to forget each time. Each time I fuck you. You are a virgin. Never, ever penetrated before. Each time you listen to me, it's like the first time. I take you, and you, rape you, again, and you're so willing, and secretly, coming hard, because you never thought you could have all of this at the same time. But then you hadn't met me before. So good. We get each other off. Oh, my appetite is legendary. I take you. Until you need to beg me to just stop for a little while so that you can recover and recuperate. I cover you in lube and just lightly caress you. Stopping but not really stopping. No, keeping you hot and ready for the next round. Just tiring you out so you offer no resistance to sucking that slippery cock when it comes out of you, to taking my fist in your wet, soaking, sweating vagina. Oh, that opening. So decadently done out like my little doll, my fetish doll. Perfectly plastic. I can't hurt you. I can pose you and take you and have you anywhere I want. You really, really like that idea. Taking you out, plugged and filled front and back. Blindfolded, sunglasses over top to hide the facts. Left in my locked car. Oh, the vibrator up inside of you. That you get to clench onto, bounce on. You were so good at this transformation. I didn't change you back right away. I kept you like this for 1 week and then one more week. Oh, which is perfect because I got to run through all my training, every exercise. And you're still confused, being my girl, hearing her and she, and so pretty, but it feels really good. It's confusion that arouses you, that you want more of. You wonder how that feeling could be doubled or tripled, so much more. You remember, you know, you were a nice little slut for me and that I fucked. Oh, did I fuck you? Oh, did I make you get onto your hands and knees and suck? And so, this wonderful state, this place that I have you right now, where you are my doll, my slutty girl, my smutty little nympho girl, so eager to spread further for me. You know I love it. That moment when you realized what a hot chick you were for me. It made you even more wet and seriously confused. That feeling, that experience, it's like a movie that we can watch together anytime. That realization that you are my completely submissive female pet will happen the moment you hear me say the word fetching. And you are so very fetching. I've had a lot of fun with you. And I'm going to put you away now, my little toy. I'm going to bring you back. I want you to relax enough that you can open your eyes, that you can see that I'm looking into your eyes, and you can just stare into my eyes. You can focus on my eyes. And we're going to blink together. Five times. And when we've done, you will be back to normal in your own body, which I have the power to put you in or take you out of. So look into my eyes, and we're going to blink once together, once. And we're going to blink together, five. We're going to blink together, four. And you're going to come out. You're going to look at my finger that I'm holding up. Holding up in front of your face, and it's going to come into focus. You're going to notice details about my hand. And my fingernails. And the ring I'm wearing. And the tight bracelet I'm wearing. It's like a cuff. You're going to notice all those details. And the moment my hand moves and my fingers snap, you wake up. Very good. You're awake. You're back. You were somewhere very different for a while. But now you're back. And you remember all of it. Yes. We changed your gender. Yes. We turned you into a real living doll. I brought you back. And you should be excited because I can turn you back into my living doll. My obedient, submissive mannequin. My perfect little statuesque doll. Anytime I like. It was very easy to trick you into doing all of those things for me, for my enjoyment. And I'll be sure to do this to you again and again and again. But I'm done with you right now. So you just go along now, back to your regular life, back to work, where you can get lots done, be very productive, and happily busy. Just a little tiny part of your brain kind of fuzzy because you know that at any moment I can come into your life, just step up to you, whisper in your ear, say some magic words, and turn everything around upside down and make you into anything I want. You like that. But you have to earn that. So go back to work and do a very good job and make me proud. Make me proud. You're so good. You're such a slave. Oh, you're so easy. I can't wait to do it all over again.